What's shaking, YouTubeanites? Welcome to Lords of Law, Mike Spence, the cover price comic book shakers of the week for March 21st, 2024.
There we go.
As you guys are congregating, you know what we do, right? It's Freestyle Friday.
And freestyle.
Freestyle Friday. I don't care what you say. We're playing the same shit over and over again. That's what we do, man. So here you go. Why are you guys congregating?
It's a mad, mad world. It's a mad, mad world. It's a mad, 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 mad world. It's a mad, mad world. It's a mad, mad world. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Apparatus is here. When I rock a rhyme, often eyes are dropping a tear. It's so beautiful, it's America's landscapes when this man makes lyrics like the syrups that you pour upon your pancakes. My mandate is to grip minds like a handshake, spit Orlando Lakes and go skinny dip with the fan base over any damn breakbeat. I hastily make pastries tastier than anything that Wolfgang makes. So take notes out of suckers, I make coats, lump a sum like Bubba Gump fishing on lake boats. I take jokes and turn the comedy into drama. I'm bagging on your mama. I'm Jeffrey Dahmer behind ya. I'm a rhyme writer. Lock, stock, smoking the ganja. Rebuttals befuddle, leaving a puddle of saliva, sillies. You couldn't handle Randall when I throw my grammar at you. It hit your head and you would think I threw a hammer at you. I point the camera at you like Herb Ritz. Develop it, then use the pictures to pick up bird shits. You're nervous as the impervious wordsmiths hanging out in Rafa's new crib come with the verses. Yeah.
Yeah. What's shaking, everybody? Welcome to the cover price comic book shakers of the week. JB, see what's good, people.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to another edition. This isn't the offer list, though. I think there might... No, there's probably another offer list. Anyway, you know what I'm going to tell you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you have not already, make sure you are subbed to the channel and hit that thumbs up.
Marty, see what's good, people.
Blessings and salutation, geeks and geeksettes. Welcome to the show. As always, we hope you have a great time and guaranteed money back if you don't.
Okay. That's a promise that you'll be keeping. This show was brought to our friends from coverprice.com. For your price guides, collections, friends, head on over to coverprice.com. Also, our friends over at Bird City Comics use the discount code of LOTLB to get 15% off in the Bird City Comics store. There is a new drop that Laura didn't send me the thingies because she's on vacation. So just you know.
And just to give a heads up to everybody who's clamoring that Laura's not here. She will be back next week. She promised to be back for Tuesday's show. And Marty's going on vacation next week, I think. So
yes, sir. I'll be gone all next week, so I won't be here either.
Yeah.
You're just kind of flip-flopping, you know, just, yeah.
Yeah. Do me a favor, JB, put up the text line so that they know what's happening. God damn. Whoa. What's going on there? Damn.
Oh, man. That was...
I think Marty's got a pit bull.
There we go.
Damn.
Well, I got four bulldogs and a German Shepherd. All, you know, and the doorbell rings. There it is.
Okay. This list comes from our friends over at Cup Price, focusing on new sales or the most interesting sales found on their exclusive daily shakers list. This list changes several times every day, so make sure you check it out every day to view some of the hottest trending books on the market. If you haven't been on Cover Price's website in a while, they made significant changes to it. So JB, you may have to help me find the shakers, because I was on there earlier. I was like, where are the shakers? I was like, okay, but we'll figure it out together. After these 10, we're gonna see what's shaking today, boys and girls. All right, but as always, let's kick it off. What is our first shaker?
All right, remember everybody, this list is alphabetical. And also, if you want to drop a comment on this show, you know, what was your favorite cover, or what annoyed you, or what did you like, you know, something you enjoyed, make sure you do after the show. First up on the list, we've got Digimon Digital Monsters issue number 1, the Dynamic Forces foil, originally published in 2000 from Dark Horse. Now, in 1996, the world saw the birth of Pokemon in the form of a sleeper hit titled Pocket Monsters Red and Green, a counterpart to the Tamagotchi. Am I saying that right, Tim?
Tamagotchi,
a counterpart to the Tamagotchi, was released just a year later, known as the Digital Monster. Now, this product was a launching point of the Pokemon competitor known as Digimon. Now, Digimon was initially criticized as a poor attempt at replicating Pokemon's success. However, Digimon offered more mature storytelling and consistently improved on their animation season after season. This improvement led to a large number of viewers that had outgrown Pokemon migrating to Digimon. Following its successful series launch in 1999, Digimon quickly translated the property to movies, apparel, toys, video games, and of course, comic books. In 2000, Dark Horse released a 12-issue Digimon miniseries. It was the first time that Digimon appeared in a U.S. publication. Now, the first issue, cover A, is already difficult to find in a graded near-mint condition. The limited Dynamic Forces foil variant is even harder to find. A lucky collector found their Digimon and took home a graded CGC 9.8 copy for $325. This copy is one of 11 9.8s currently on the CGC census. What a find.
Yeah, Digimon. I would have known. Hey, yeah. shout out to my man, Nemesis Prime. She finally shows up in our show. He's always on Near Nirvana's live chat, but shout out to Nemesis Prime. Make sure you guys check out the Comic-Con podcast on podcast, Friday. And they have a YouTube, so make sure you sub them up and give them some love, man. I think he's doing a Jamaican accent. Hey man.
Him only got one job.
Right here, your blood god, your bumba guy, booyah!
Look at this guy, Nemesis. Easy. He currently owns one of those 11 CGC 9.8s.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. All right,
you know what? I want proof of life. Go ahead and tag us on social media.
He hasn't.
Hashtag LOTLB.
He probably has like 5 or 6 copies of that bad boy. No,
he's a Star Wars. He has 5 or 6 or 10 copies of Star Wars. Digimon, Digital Monsters, issue number 1 from remember good old Dynamic Forces? Man, that used to be a while ago, man.
Are they gone?
No, they're still around. Matter of fact, they have a website. I actually still order from them too.
There's so many competitors now, you know, it's just a gluttony of online retailers now, you know, our friends at Karis Comics, our friends at Bird City Comics. Remember Another Universe?
All you got to know. Those two and you can stop. You're good.
All right. What do we got up next?
Okay. Number 2 is Deviate number 1 Pride, published by Image in 1996. Deviate did something interesting with the variants for this issue number 1, releasing 7 with the subtitle corresponding to the 7 deadly sins. This week's highlighted book is Pride, which has Dave Stevens' influence all over it. The reason is that he collaborated with Adam Hughes, whom Stevens majorly inspired. With the resurgence in popularity of Dave Stevens' work, it's not surprisingly to see yet another hit our list. Recently, a collector set their eyes on this book, picking up a CGC 9.8 copy for $230, the highest sale on our database by $35. It's a lesser known, but quite a bit more affordable for those looking to check it off their list. With 27 books on the CGC census, 19 of which are CGC 9.8 copies, the pool is limited, but there. Raw copies are easier to come by, with a recent sale of a Near Mint Plus raw copy selling for a sub $30 for just a few days ago. For those who love Stevens' work, there's a lot of it out there, often popping up in lesser known titles. Keep on hunting.
So, Deviate issue number 1, The Pride from 1996, $230 for a 9.8. Is that our man Undisputed Frost? Is that him?
Look at that. Yeah, I think so. Undisputed Frost, what's up, man? Welcome, brother.
It was probably the craziest fanboy fight club ever. I think Frost went up against Marky 316. It was a battle between Aquaman and Namor, and that shit got wild, man. It got wild.
That was a good old days, man. That's when we had.
You need to dig that out of the archives. We could watch that and then narrate on how wild it was.
Too bad it was taken down.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I think I have it on podcast, but it is wild, man. But shout out to Undisputed Frost, man. Good to see you,
brother. Good seeing him. He still hits me up, and I hit him up every once in a while on that Facebook Messenger.
Frost, you're the one that shot a book, right?
Yes, he did.
He put a bullet through a DC book. I remember that shit.
He sure did, that was nuts, man.
That was crazy. All right, man. Deviate. So this Shaker show has already kind of done stuff that typically appears on the Shaker show, right? Yeah. First, we have a, you know, video game kind of slash manga anime, and Dave Stevens. There's a trend there. Just read the tea leaves. You know what I'm saying? So, all right.
Deviate. Look at the patterns. Look at the patterns. The patterns are there.
All right. Yeah. What do we got up next? Oh, whoa.
I'll tell you what. My next two reads here, 3 and 5. Wow. Shout out to the writers at Cover Price. They are just mining gold over there. Next up, we've got Girl Crazy, issue number one, originally published in 1996 from Dark Horse. Now, Girl Crazy, issue number one, features a collaborative cover by Gilbert Hernandez of Love and Rockets fame, also covered in this report, number five, by the way. The storyline of Girl Crazy Issue 1 follows the escapades of three distinctly different girls, Kitten, Maribel, and Gabby, who share a common goal to liberate their friend Una from her prison cell in Tijuana. Against the backdrop of superpowered guards and formidable obstacles, the trio embark on a daring mission that promises action, adventure, and, of course, a touch of humor. The most recent recorded sale of Crazy Girl issue number one has set a new all-time high, with a CGC 9.8 copy fetching an impressive $400. This remarkable price point marks a significant increase from the only other recorded 9.8 sale, which occurred way back in 2019 for only $75. Now, it's unclear what caused such a significant surge in price, but it's safe to say this sale certainly shook the market.
Yeah, I mean, three really kind of different chicks. Chick on the with the brunette, too skinny for me. The blonde, a little too buff for me. But okay, the one in the green, yeah, that's thick.
The
right
white,
there.
The white hair. That's your body type, then, huh? Okay.
Oh yeah.
So maybe Tiva, what are you telling
like
me?
Some voluptuous.
Are you telling me that you like your women?
Okay, let's go to big girls for 200. Okay, and the answer there, skinny women can do this for you. Doug.
What is not a damn thing?
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. You got it right. Yeah.
I love it. I wouldn't say I like them a big them, but I like them thick. There's a difference between thick okay. And you know what I'm saying? I like them, like my milkshakes thick, you know what I'm saying? All right.
Okay.
Go Crazy, issue number one, Dark Horse Comics from 1996, 9.8 for 400 bones. What do they got up next?
Oh, I love this cover, man. I love this. Number four brings you Harley Quinn, issue number 37. This is the Sebastian, Fiumara 1 in 50 variant by DC, published in 2024. How did that go? Fiumara. Is that about right?
Yeah. Fiumara? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. Let's roll with it.
Fiumara, yeah. I first heard about this book through a group chat. Thanks, Doc Joe. After the pre-sale had blown up from $75 to $160. The day before this book officially released, this is one creepy Harley Quinn cover, as she is typically portrayed as sexy, sensual, or goofy. In the Day After Wednesday article on February 29th, we covered how DC incentive variants have become increasingly rare, and that one hot cover can lead to a book becoming an instant ghost. Screen Rant made a great call to highlight this cover way back in December. Fast forward, not even a month later, and there aren't many copies of this book for sale. A couple of people got lucky with sub-100 deals, but for the most part, near mint copies are going between $150 to $300, culminating in an all-time high raw sale of $375 on March 17th. These prices only seem primed to rise as time passes and books return from getting graded. And that, my friend, is how a ghost story begins.
Harley Quinn number 37. Sebastian Fiumara 1 in 50 brought, dude, this came out in last month and it's already $375 for a raw dog. So in about a month from now, you're going to see slab copies, or 2 months from now, you're going to see slab copies of this. And what's an oddity about this, or, you know, rarity, is that it's a 1 in 50 by DC. DC is not really known for doing, like, you know, 1 in 50s, you know, you know, so yeah, it's pretty rare that they do that. Marvel just goes overboard, 1 in 200, 1 in 100, 1 in 75, 1 in 50. But yeah, this is really disturbing, man.
DC's been going really dark lately. You know, I mean, when I say lately, I mean for quite some time.
It's been dark, man.
Yeah, a decade or so. I mean,
all right. What I got up next? JB already alluded to it.
I did. I kind of dropped the hint on it. Before we get to our next shaker, this is a fantastic read, by the way. Shout out to the live chat, 75 strong in the live. If you guys are enjoying tonight's show, take a moment, hit that thumbs up. And if you're not subscribed to the channel, please consider subscribing to the channel and hitting that bell so you don't miss our next video. All right, at number five, we've got Love and Rockets, issue number one. Originally published in 1981 from Los Brothers Hernandez. In 1981, a comic book series was published that broke new ground, not just for Latin creators, but for independent comics in general. The Hernandez Brothers Love and Rockets series was a trailblazing work focused on characters from diverse backgrounds, including people of color, females, and LGBTQ individuals. This was a bold move and one that was ahead of its time. As the series evolved and moved to Fantagraphics, it became a unique blend of short stories that incorporated elements of telenovela, science fiction, and superhero genres. Each issue was a mix of comedy and drama, depending on which brother was writing. The series was highly influential and paved the way for a generation of creators, including Crumb, Alan Moore, Matt Fraction, and Neil Gaiman. This week, we have an all-time high sale for a CGC 9.8 copy for $2,500. Damn! This sale more than doubles the recent record of $1,028 set back in September of last year. Now, if you're a fan of comics that break the mold featuring diverse characters and tell entertaining and thought-provoking stories, then Love and Rockets may be worth checking out.
Yeah, Love and Rockets, number one, by the Los Bros Hernandez, $2,500 for a 9.8. I've never seen this Love and Rockets cover. I mean, normally it's the two chicks on the cover that you see. But that one's interesting. And Pete Martinez, isn't that a song? Actually, no. Love and Rockets was a band. Came out sometime in the 80s. They were like a English alt rock band. And that's where, you know, Love and Rockets came from. But this predates them because I think the band formed in 1985, 86 or something like the 87, right around in the mid 80s. So that's pretty interesting, man. Yeah. Love and Rockets, number one. There you go. $2,500. Did you say something?
I did not.
All right, I'm straight tripping. All right, what do we got up next?
Did you hear that, man? Did you hear that, man?
Oh.
Yes, number six shaker. The Sensational She-Hulk, issue number five, by Pablo Villalobos. This is the version copy. This is the 1 in 100 variant, published by Marvel in 2024. Pablo Villalobos, aka Lobos, has been getting a lot of attention lately and has been cracking out covers for both Marvel and DC after first producing this gem for Sever Souls, The Order of the Revenant, number 10, in 2021. His cover for Gnorts Illustrated last year, depicting Wonder Woman in a bikini on the beach, was a hit and only contributed to a career year for the artist. Although 1 in 100 variants are typically pricey, this She-Hulk book seems to be holding up the market as Near Mint Raw pre-sales averaged $125 with a high sale of $195. The sale of $202 on March 15th isn't groundbreaking, but it does show the staying power of this variant. And with only one currently available for sale, I feel bad for any collector who is a Lobos completionist.
Yeah, this is that's hot, man. 1 in 100 for $202.
It's a nice cover. I like it.
Yeah, raw near mint for $202. That tells me that I was an eBay bid, right? Because
he sniped that $2 in there.
Yeah, that poor schmuck who had like 200 or 201, and then this guy came in and sniped him at 202.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sensational She-Hulk number 5, the Pablo Villalobos version, 1/100, $202. All right, what do we got up next? Shakers? Shakers, always video games and manga or anime.
And you were talking about eBay sales. Listen to this read. This one had some bidders in it. All right, next up at number 7, we've got Sonic the Hedgehog issue number 40. The Natalie Fordrain. Am I saying that right?
Sure.
Natalie Fordrain. Retailer incentive 1 in 10 cover, originally published in 2021. Although we currently live in a key collector, that's air quotes, by the way, era of comic books, there is still highly desirable books out there that are just not keys. They are simply rare books with phenomenal covers that fans seek out. This is the case with this issue. Natalie Fordrain is the primary artist for most 1 in 10 retailer incentives in the recent 2018 Sonic the Hedgehog series. You might recognize some of her work in this first issue incentive cover and also the 50th anniversary incentive cover of Sonic. It's really interesting to see a book like this make a Shaker sale, primarily because this book is not listed on the CGC census, meaning none of these books have been graded. Combing through the eBay sold listings also doesn't reveal much, with only 2 other copies of issue number 40 selling, covers A and B, both at cover price. Now, a raw, near mint copy of this book recently sold for a colossal $255. The battle for this book was neck and neck race between 3 bidders, resulting in a verified purchase of an all-time high flying past the previous all-time high of, you ready for this one? $25. This goes to show you that you can never underestimate the wallet of a collector chasing their grail.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Maybe he's going crazy with the
he's throwing it out tonight, man.
Come on, man.
Number 40, the Natalie Fordrain cover, retailer incentive 1 in 10 from 2021, $255. Like I just said, it's like, you know, every Shaker show. Okay, so when I see that it's 3 bidders doing it, I smell something fishy. Like they're having one guy's bidding and one guy is the guy that's selling it. And he's telling maybe 1 or 2 of his friends to upbid. You know what I mean? Not like I've ever done.
You're such a horrible conspiracy theory. What about, I got another scenario for you. 3 drunk assholes at the bar all decide they want the same book and start bidding on it secretly. And then one of them comes up to it and says, I fucking want it. And the other guy goes, oh, shit, you outbid me, you asshole. There's a better story.
All right, that's JB's stand-up bit. Everybody have a round of applause there for JB the comedian.
Good one, JB. Good one.
three drunks walking to a bar to bid on Sonic the Hedgehog.
There you go. Better than the conspiracy shill bid theory. Come on, man.
Hey, shill bidding is a real thing, man. And not saying I participated in it because statute of limitations, you know, but, you know, back in the day, you know, I mean, did a little something, you know what I mean? Just bump it a little bit. All right. So what do we have for next one?
Look at this one, right? Love these covers, man. Number 8 brings you Sun Girl number 2, published by Marvel, 1948. Sun Girl is a golden age heroine appearing in a 3-issue series in 1948. She's an accomplished acrobat and skilled in both judo and jujitsu. She also carries an X-ray gun that emits a bright blast of light that she uses to immobilize criminals, as well as an emergency pouch containing a lariat and a portable electric tracer to track radio signals. Interestingly, the creator of Sun Girl remains unknown, but the famed comic illustrator Ken Bald provided the artwork for all 3 issues in the series. Issue number 2 includes 3 short stories featuring Sun Girl, including The Menace of the Sparks of Doom, The Death That Waits, and The Crystal Monsters. Her identity was not initially revealed in this 1948 series. It was not until decades later when she appeared in the Saga of the Human Torch number 3 in 1990 that we learned her name is Mary Mitchell, which is the secretary of Jim Hammond, a.k.a. the Human Torch. Oh, shit. The original 1948 3-issue series is quite rare and beloved by collectors. This past week, a CGC 7.0 of issue number 2 reached $2,600. Any coincidence? We also saw a record sale of a CGC 6.5 of issue number 1 for $3,000. Let's see if we can see a trifecta sale, including issue number 3, in the coming weeks.
Sun Girl issue number 2, 1948. Damn, 7.0 from 1948. That is,
yeah,
that's crazy. I was thinking the same thing, playing in Arizona Comics. Sun Girl sounds like a Legion of Superheroes character. Yeah, because you have like a Moon Girl, Elastic Lad, and all these other crazy ass, you know, characters. You know, I mean, when I was, you know, in the collecting, you know, I probably early on, like, you know, when I was in like sixth grade or something, I dug the Legion of Superheroes because they were just so odd, right? They were just weird. They were, you know, they were out there. And then there was a Legion of Superheroes animated movie done by, but it basically featured Supergirl and the Legion of Superheroes. But there's some other old ones that they did that you can find on HBO Max. And then Brainiac 5 is a good guy. Spoiler alert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, it takes, they're like in the future, so everything is like totally different. So, you know, Brainiac 5. So when Supergirl first sees Brainiac 5, she's like, she goes, "What? You're a bad guy." She wants to fight him, and then they're like, no, you know, he's not that same one. He's an alternate version, or you know, version from the future or some crap like that.
And right. That, everybody,
GB is on fire today, son.
On point. It's Johnny on the spot, buddy.
You know what clip you haven't played yet? Let me see if you know.
Well, we'll save it for the end.
Do you know what it is?
Oh yeah, and we're gonna play it. You know we're gonna play it. Come on.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. All right. Come on. All right. Sun Girl issue number 2. All right. What do you got up next?
All right. Ooh. My final this read of the night.
Definitely an offer.
This is definitely an offer, and I want you to pay close attention to this read because this is just balls out crazy. You guys ready for this one? At number 9, we've got Super Snipe Comics, issue number 8, originally published in 1943 from Street and Smith, this golden age. Now, this quirky comic book features the young boy, Copy McFad, a.k.a. Super Snipe, the man of 1955. He is described as a demon of justice disguised in his grandfather's red flannels and father's lodge cap, and haunts the town of Yapburb in his search for evildoers. Now, like most boys his age, he uses his imagination to create wild adventures, the ones found within the pages of Super Snipe number 8. Now, the incredible cover art features Satan, Tojo, Hitler, and Mussolini, all in the fiery depths of hell. The cover story finds Super Snipe and his buddy Ulysses Q. Wacky traveling in a homemade ship to the Earth's center. There, they find Hitler and his cronies doing Satan's bidding. They interrupt a meeting where Satan orders Hitler back to Earth to massacre 1,000 women and children. And a horrific battle ensues between Super Snipe and Satan that causes the entire world to tremble and shake. Unfortunately, while this epic battle continues, Hitler takes Wacky and Super Snipe prisoner. But they both manage to escape across the river Styx to the safety of Super Snipe's bedroom. This past week, we saw a rare CGC 5.5 sale of Super Snipe issue number 8. Top 10 grand. That's some serious cash for a golden age unicorn.
Yeah, so first appearance of Mephisto, I bet. No, wow. I'm just kidding. So I'm assuming that the Super Snipe is the guy with the cape on the top there.
Yep.
And at the very bottom, I guess that's his sidekick. I don't know who that is at the bottom.
Very bottom? Oh, the little kid in red or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's his alter ego, you know?
His alter ego, yeah. That's kind of... some may find this offensive, but in that era, you know, it was, you know, they drew, you know, the Japanese man or the Asian man like this, you know, buck teeth, slanted eyes, and yellow skin. I mean, come on. Most Asian people I know are brown or something like that, but I'm not offended by it because it was a product of its era. You know what I'm saying?
It was a different time back then. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, most definitely. I mean, shit, come on. They Pearl Harbor, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And then, you know, then U.S. finally entered into World War II and then bombed Japan. You know, it's very interesting as you find that out. I would say things people watch, but I forgot what it was, but it's, the history of the World War II or some shit like that. And it talks about how, you know, most people equate, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right. With the new atom bombs. Right. But they also bombed Tokyo and some other cities, just bombing runs. Like they were bombing factories and everything.
Right. Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting though. You know me. You know, I love to watch documentaries about history, you know, that go back to talking about, you know, World War I, World War II. Right now on Netflix, there's one about the Cold War, which is really interesting, by the way. If you know, it talks about how the Cold War, you know, started way back when, you know. In 19, right after, so basically, nobody wants to hear this, but I'm going to tell you. The Cold War started basically in 1945 when the Russians and the Allies split Berlin by East and West Berlin.
Right.
That's when the Cold War started, right? And if, depending on who you listen to, Patton wanted to go in and take on the Russia and say, take over Berlin and not take, you know, anything at all. And I think it was General Bradley or maybe even Eisenhower who said, no, we're going to, you know, do this, you know, amicably. Then, you know, obviously the wall went up between East and West Berlin and David Hasselhoff ended the Cold War. I don't know. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a lot of people like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who is David Hasselhoff and how did he do it? Well, David Hasselhoff, just Google it, okay? David Hasselhoff and the Berlin Wall. All right. Super Snipe Comics issue number 8 from April 1st, 1943. 10,000 for a 5.5.
Yeah, I know.
But that's amazing, a 5.5 and up for 1943. All right, last one, boys and girls, and then we're going to see what's shaking today.
There we go. Ooh. Number 10 brings you Supreme number 67 by Image Comics, published in 2012. Invincible Season 2 has returned to absolutely rave reviews from critics and fans alike. The show is doing a tremendous storytelling job, keeping fans engaged with each new episode. What once was mostly just a character, Invincible, has now grown into a brand. With interest in characters in the Invincible universe and talks of various spin-off possibilities, this growth in interest has, of course, led to many Invincible books and crossovers heating up in the aftermarket. One such book is Supreme number 67, featuring Omni-Man. This book was released in 2012, long before the Invincible hype train left the station. We just noticed this trend and missed the all-time high, raw high for last week's sale of $100 for a raw copy. The next copy sold was on March 20th for $80 for a 9.0 raw copy. This book and any Invincible book from early in the run are worth a look as the fan base only continues to grow with this universe.
Yes, I didn't know Omni-Man appeared in this Supreme. I mean, because when Invincible came out way after this, right? I mean, Invincible, when did Invincible come out? Well, maybe I'm wrong.
This book was released in 2012.
Yeah, Invincible came out after that. Yeah, so yeah. That's pretty cool. When in the hell is Invincible Season 2 or next episode dropping, man? Because it's so good, man. So good. I mean,
God. I have not started that yet, man. It's worth really? A watch.
Huh? You should, because you know why? Because I watched it. That's why.
Of course.
Of course you did. You fucking found the button.
Let me do a seamless transition before you do the giveaway. So you get, we're running short. So we're going to do like 10 minutes, spend 10 minutes going to the newly revamped coverprice.com as I do a seamless transition. Skadoosh.
Look at this new interface. Holy moly.
Totally different now.
It looks dope though, doesn't it?
So it's easier to search by comics, right? The day after. So you hear it. My trending comics are all comics that in your collection. And then explore and discover. You have hot comics, key comics, rare finds, daily shakers.
Daily shakers. Oh, there it is.
Like it.
Top variants. Right. Here's the weekly top 10 we do every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific.
All ultimate, all the time.
These are the runners up that JB was alluding to.
Look at those runners up, man. Those are fantastic. Secret Wars 8, Fire, Alien Sun. Worlds. Come on, man.
Dave Stevens again. Peach Momoko.
What?
Momoko.
Don't do it.
I won't. I've been speculating on this book forever now. I was telling everybody to get one. This book.
That's the first meeting of them too, right? In continuity.
First meeting of 616 Peter Parker and Miles Morales. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great book to spec on.
Yeah. But let me see what else. Look at all these articles here too. I mean, they've really revamped everything. They got an FOC.
Very user friendly. Yeah.
Comic Book Day, 3-year reflective, da da da. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Ultimate Marvel, not at E. I mean, but look at this. New releases. I mean, come on now.
Very nice. Well done.
And there's a shopping hub now, so you can actually buy comics off of coverprice.com.
Oh.
So we need to get them on the show.
Click on stuff, man.
Well, let's see how much... So it basically links to eBay. So
okay,
it's pretty cool. But you can see,
okay,
$200.
Oh, nice.
$400
right now. Best offer.
Get out of here. Buy it now. $400.
Yeah. This is a Norwegian copy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I got to look at it now. Demonan. Well, I don't want to click on it. It even tells you how many watch people are watching it. That's awesome. So 10 people are watching, you know, Daredevil 168. In other words, watching mean you add to your eBay watch list. 26 for the newsstand variant, which is awesome. This is not the first Frank Miller, by the way. This person has the wrong thing. Maybe first Electra done by Frank Miller? I don't know. Because first Frank Miller Daredevil, I think, is 158. Daredevil 158. But we're not here to peruse this as you wish, because we're here to see what's shaking today, boys and girls. And this is just chock full of content, man. And it's like, for the price of a McRib, you can get
bingo card, baby. Bingo card.
Bingo card.
We're here to see what's shaking, boys and girls. Oh, look at that. I even like the way shaking. It looks on here. The
Riddler.
Usual Suspects, Action Comics, First Brainiac, Thor. Yeah. First, is this the first Riddler? Yeah, I believe so. First Hulk. Wolverine, excuse me, I was reading the title. Yeah, it's first Wolverine full cover appearance. First Batgirl, and let's just go down and see some of the weird shit.
Who's still on there?
What's up with that? Now, that's not a key, is it? Him with the fish guns?
It is.
It's not a key. It's just a popular cover. I mean,
People like it. I don't know what it is, but people like Joker Fish. I don't know what Joker it is. I don't know when it started. I don't know how it started, but people like Joker Fish. So
Joker Fish. You say yeah. Joker Fish. Well, yeah, Silver Surfer number four. Yeah, I have that fish. One.
Yeah. So I have this one and I have this one.
I sold that number 48. I sold mine.
So mine is my Silver Surfer is an 8.0 or an 8.5. A grade of 7.0 sold 1,000.
Damn. No, I got a 7.0.
First Galactus in a 4.5. I have this in a 7 or a 7.5. So not doing too bad. Pretty good.
180.
Hey, the first appearance of Wolverine right there.
Since Justin's in the live chat, or he probably left already. Justin, how many copies of this do you have? Nemesis Prime, if you're listening or if you're still watching. Star Wars, Clone Wars. First appearance of Ahsoka Tano, not canon. Because it was
probably on one not selling right now.
Yeah, I know. Damn, here we go. You know, we like the weird shit.
Weird Tales.
I think we showed this before because this came out in 1935.
Dr. Satan.
Meet the sinister and mysterious Dr. Satan, the world's weirdest criminal. Good God have mercy.
Dr. Satan.
Fish guns.
Dude, this book is almost 100 years old. 854 6.0. Wow. That's crazy. Oh, yeah, but let's look at some of the other covers because this was risque before its time.
Ooh.
I gotta look at all of them now. If you click on the actual title, you can see all the different covers.
Very nice.
Looks like
1932,
1933. This looks very Frazetta.
That's the number. I don't get it. That's the issue number.
What the fuck? First appearance of Conan the Barbarian. Interesting. Oh,
what?
Because it was the IP didn't belong to Marvel at the time, or you know, Savage Tales of Conan. Savage Tales number one, first, whatever. So I can see that. 4,000 raw for no grade. See the highest known value, 10 grand. That's not bad at all, man. From a book from 1932, that's crazy.
Wow, yeah.
This is some weird shit from 1930s. What do we have here? Innocence of Abomination. Damn. That was pretty
really
good.
Risque.
For 1938? That is pretty damn pretty.
Very risque.
That's pretty good art too, though. Do we have a blonde in a red dress here?
Do we?
I miss. Come to me. I've been waiting.
Oh my God.
We're clipping that.
No, we're not.
Oh my God.
Finally got it in. I knew we'd get it in.
Very nice.
Yeah, weird tales. Makes you want to go find some weird tales. You know what I'm saying? Dragon Ball Z. What is this?
Tyler Kirkman.
I want to see this.
Tyler Kirkman, Invincible number 2 variant right now.
Cheval Noir.
Cheval Noir.
Yeah.
Look at all the different covers. I think some of these are Dave Stevens. These are all Dave Stevens, aren't they?
Let us find out.
Yeah, I think these are Dave Stevens covers, or at least a couple of them.
Look at that. Look at that number 4.
Number one.
Click on that one.
Number one.
Yeah, look at number one.
That's Dave Stevens.
Look at number one.
I see, some of these I can't expand on. It's weird, but yeah, that is 1989. Cheval Noir. There's some sexy covers on here, I will say that. Yeah.
Hold on, I got that. I forgot I was supposed to be doing
Wow, it went on for a long time. Look at this. This is 3 pages long, so... Well,
1 and 7 are Stevens, according to Siobhan, James Kreider.
So they interesting. So it came out in 1994, issue 50. So it kind of really jumped, you know.
No, it was 1990. Keep going. What was issue number one? That's
93?
Issue three. That's when it ended. 94.
Yeah. Let's see some of the other stuff here.
It said 1 in 7 are Dave Stevens covers.
It's 93, 93, 93, 92, 89 to 94.
There you go.
50. Damn, they sure did take their time doing, well, 50 issues. Amazing. If they do a
10, that's 10.
Five.
A year.
What's 5 times 12, JB?
60.
Okay. So they did it every like biweekly. So
that was not uncommon then either, though, you know.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah. That they would, was this magazine size or
I don't think.
No, so. I think that's just regular comic book size.
Yeah. Yeah, I do not.
You're talking back then because you know even Silver Ages were a little bit wider then, so I'm assuming that probably was a little wider.
Do I still have my Doctor Strange? Oh man, I think I may have sold it. I had 2 copies, as it shows here. You own 2 copies. I have to check to see because I think I may have sold it. First Doctor Strange solo series, CC 8.0 for $6.50. So 21,000 for in a 9.8.
The issue prior was still a Doctor Strange story, but the title was called Strange Tales.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they for there's some odd reason that they just changed it to Doctor Strange number 169.
And then click on this Doctor Strange header because I think this run is only 7 books or so.
Yeah, it's not that many at all.
Yeah, there's only
look at this. I'm fucking killing it.
Look at you showing up.
Fucking killing it.
Fucking killing it. What is that? 13 total books, and then it gets renumbered Doctor Strange number 1 with that. Who's that artist? Fantastic cover for Doctor Strange 1.
Oh, Bruner.
Bruner.
Frank Bruner.
Yeah.
Come on now. Don't be throwing Doctor Strange trivia at me, son.
Damn.
You know who you talking to? You know who you talking to? Stuntman Comics. Yeah, right. I don't read no damn Stuntman Comics.
Hira.
I have this one, too. First appearance of Hawkeye. Well, look at that. You can go to page 2 now.
Book.
I like this because the pictures are bigger. Oh, there's my Vampirella book. That's my
Vampirella.
Grail.
That's your Grail, Steve. Really? Yeah, that was mine for quite some time, dude.
Classic Steve Ditko right here. I would expect...
look at that God, Wonder Woman.
Damn.
Look at that Wonder Woman. Nice.
I would here's my guess. People in the last chat were talking about X-Men the 97. My suspicion is those books are going to start matriculating onto the list.
What the hell is this?
This is Power
what
Hour.
What the hell is this?
Yeah. They do a lot of covers like this, man. On Power Hour.
He knows.
Yeah.
It's not DC, so is it some
No. They take what is this? Yeah, it's a company based out of Canada, man. And they do this.
So this is issue number one, the Shikari Shambu Amazon cosplay. Nice variant. So there's got to be a naughty one.
Yeah, they're typically they'll take that cover and they'll do like one top list and they'll do another where it's completely nude and they do another one where they're
don't show like, them all halfway. Get ourselves in trouble here. All right, because
cover price they blot out the nipples as you can see, but good God, issue number one. These are all the variants for issue number one.
Yeah. Get out of here with this, man! Yeah, come on.
Oh, this is probably my favorite one here.
They said they call it. Oh, I should be. I'm supposed to be hanging. Sorry. Booby Books. Yes. Power Hour calls the cosplay to get away with it.
You know, she has to
like black out her hooter just hanging out there. Good
Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her cooter. Yeah. So,
they're very risque books, man.
This is pretty awesome. Damn. This is the Harley Quinn tattooed full naughty. You get Harley Quinn, but she could tell she has like her bestie, Poison Ivy on there, and Batman's on there.
But DC did a version of this, so they're basically stealing DC's, because Zerdy did this book where he did the tattooed version of Harley, and I believe Harley issued 30 something anyway.
Whoa.
And now they're just knocking it off.
Whoa, now.
Interesting.
Alex Garza, a regular. Damn.
It's satire.
Alex Garza does some amazing covers, man.
Turn this off. You're going to get us banned.
They're not going to do it. Nobody cares. Let's look at all the Power Hour books now that we're here.
Get out of here, man. hey, let's pull that comment. I got to wrap up.
Let's wrap up, man. It's 9 o'clock.
Sorry, man. I got to pull up that comment.
I haven't had dinner yet. Oh, first of all, shout out to Aegis Comics of Alaska. Dope ass shirt from them. Make sure they
in the basement. Send me this t-shirt.
They sent me this shirt. So Lou is still around and kicking and doing videos. He's not the Aegis isn't there anymore. They had to shutter their doors, but we're thinking about you, Amy and Lou. All right, boys and girls, here's your chance to win some of Miss Laura's books that are in JB Sweaty Mitts.
For domestic United States,
not even participants. Canada.
If you are not in the domestic United States and you want the free books, you can still have them. You just got to pay the shipping.
Pay the shipping difference. All right.
So here we go. Drum roll, please. These are comments from this last Tuesday's show. It looks like we had a whopping. How many comments did we get? 34 comments. Drum roll, and the winning comment from Tuesday's show is Zombie Prophet.
Prophet. All right.
Rad, Zombie Prophet.
Yo, yo, yo.
I think he won before, man. I meant he's on Instagram. I know that for sure. So
reach out to me on the Instagram and give me your address.
Yes. Yeah, man. So I think one time he may have paid it forward too, just like Michael Baker did. You know,
he paid it forward.
Our community is great, man.
International.
Yeah, our community is great. They, you know, when they win and they're like, you know what? I've won before, pay it forward. So, you know what? You guys are awesome. And we're at almost, we're at like 8,035 subs now. So we're growing and growing like a forest blaze. If you like Michael Jackson, you like Who J. Anyway. JB, Marty, any last words?
No last words, but hey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you guys coming, man. And we'll see you guys next week.
Our Power Hour books in the prize. I wish. Then again, if I had them, I wouldn't give them to you. Luis, you have, we get 16, we get roughly 14 to 1800 views or 2000 views sometimes, but we typically range right
34
around 34
comments, man. Only 34 people entered.
And
that,
only 34 people leave comments, man. So, you know, hey, leave a comment after the video posts and you'll win. But we also give away shit to our live chat, just not today. When Laura comes back, we'll put on our spot and we're going to give away some of her shit. So
yeah, we will.
We won't test that with JB. Yeah, so hey, leave a comment after the video posts, or else how are you gonna win, man? Because I look at the comments, there's only like 30, 40 comments, but there's like 1600 views. Come on, step up. All right, JB, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight. If you're not subscribed to the channel, honestly, if you're enjoying the content, subscribe to the channel, hit the thumbs up, hit the bell, yada yada. And as yada, always, yada, you know yada, what I'm
yada,
saying.
Yada, yada, yada.
Don't forget, we had a good time.
Gotcha. All right. For Marty, JB, Miss Laura, and Matt Damon, who can make it, but he'll be back on Tuesday's Top 10 show at 6 p.m. Pacific. It's not much else to say. JB, would you like to sign us off?
Keep digging in them long boxes.
Nailed it.
Legends of the universe. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
Now that's a name I've not heard.
Know that the Lord is
what's in the box?